And now, as we come into our walking practice, let's begin by first taking a quick moment to check in with our bodies and how they're feeling. And so you may need a particular stretch for yourself, or you may need to just shake your limbs a little bit like I do. Especially if you've been sitting for a while, just see what the body may need for a moment. And then allowing ourselves to come to a nice standing posture. And this will guide our walking practice. So attending to these standing instructions, feeling the feet about hip width apart, and feeling all the touch points as the feet are supported by the earth. And you can do this sitting if that's what you need to be doing. And letting there be a little bend behind the knees, and that's facilitated by a wee pelvic tilt so that your knees aren't tight. If they're tight, they get injured. And then see if you can pull up the kneecaps, pull up through the pelvis, the torso, without strain. And roll your shoulders up, back, and down as you do that. Breathing. One last time, up, back, and down. And then letting the head be evenly balanced on the neck. Eyes looking outwards or softly downwards. And just feeling body standing. This is our mountain pose. And we can engage this mountain pose even as we walk, because it creates a sense of being deliberate, alert, awake, aware, and open to whatever we may experience. And now as we practice with walking practice, we'll let the feet be the object of our mindful awareness. The feet possibly extending up into the legs as the body moves. Keeping it simple, and when attention wanders, just gently bringing it back into the sensations of walking with a friendly, simple awareness. And so beginning, hands can be in front or behind your back, whatever feels comfortable, or at your sides. If you like, you can hone your attention in on the sensations of the heel striking each time you walk. The heel strike. And then the rest of the foot following through. Heel strike. noticing how each footfall is unique. After the heel strike, we can give a little attention to the roll through, the instep, the ball of the foot. And now we can give extra attention to the push-off at the toes. And putting it all together, heel strike, roll through, push off. Possibly noting these experiences as you go, or just feeling into them. And then coming back to standing, wherever you are, and just feeling into body standing, grounded, breathing, and noticing if there's any little bit of collectedness, calm, just from that short practice. Being aware that walking practice is a wonderful formal practice, as we just did, but also informal, just bringing attention to the sensations of walking as we go about our lives. It can help us with the hurry that we can be so prone to. Just bringing a little attention. And so listening to the bells to finish the practice.